send help.
Jennifer Horn, that's Rich McFadden, Roberta Fasinelli, Doug Steffen, Michael Horn's taking your calls. Michael Horn?
Michael Horn is taking your calls.
That's my daddy. Hi, daddy.
Actually, Richie, why don't you call him? We haven't had him on this program in a while.
He called me the other day and left me a message. And he leaves this, Jennifer, your dad is so cool. He leaves us like 3-minute message.
Yeah.
The first 2.5 minutes are, how are you feeling? I listened the other day, and I heard you, and you were coughing and this and that. And now Jennifer's got it, but I was listening last night to one of the podcasts, and then I listened to this and this and this. And then the last 30 seconds are, oh, by the way, I need this. Can you help me out? The first 2.5 minutes of his thing are just like talking to my voicemail about him listening to the show. Hi, Michael.
All right, so call him up, Richie.
I don't need to call him. He's listening. Call us.
He's not listening now. This is his sleep time.
He may be asleep now. Oh, okay. He sleeps for 3 or 4 hours.
He listens.
Either early on, then he goes to sleep. Let's wake him up. Let's do that. I have on good word that, you know, the Michael Savage offer to have Newt Gingrich drop out of the GOP race for the presidential nomination. Michael Savage, pretty crude and still has an audience. Not as popular as he used to be, but he still has an audience, for sure. So he said to Gingrich, hey, he's a little, and he thinks
cuckoo.
Gingrich is a little cuckoo.
Cuckoo.
So for $1 million...
He thinks Gingrich can't beat Obama.
I think he's right. I may not have ever agreed with him before, but I think he's right.
That's the part that scares me about Gingrich. Yeah.
Gingrich cannot beat...
Good.
The women will not vote for Newt Gingrich. Okay, well, you're one. Roberta won't.
I just think women and young people won't because we live in an ageist society, and he looks old, even though he's not that old.
Gingrich?
Yeah. He's what?
He is... I'm trying to describe him in words that are at least reasonable. Other than being very smart... Cunning,
and the most impressive in the debates.
He's very good debater.
It's all about him, and always has been. And maybe you could say that about any politician. I suppose maybe that's not unusual. But he is women in general. You might vote for him, Jennifer, but women in the main will not vote for this guy. Anybody who's the middle of the roader, I would vote for him if he's the only guy there instead of Obama. But I won't vote for him in the primary.
Can I give you a confession that my mother will kill me about? I mean, she'll absolutely kill me. My mom is as liberal as...
Yeah, your mother is a
liberal. She is all on board, gung-ho to vote for Obama again.
Yeah.
Worse than Roberta, absolutely, because Roberta is at least fiscally conservative. My mom is not.
No.
And my mom is very liberal.
Right.
But when asked who she would vote for if she had to vote for a Republican candidate, she said nobody. And my dad asked her if somebody had a gun to Jennifer's head and said you had to vote for a Republican candidate. She hemmed and hawed for an hour. I really think I would have taken the bullet.
Say no one.
But she said, over anybody, that she would vote for Newt Gingrich.
Really?
Yeah. I almost passed out dead.
Wow.
Because I thought she would have maybe picked Mitt. Somebody like, no.
Yeah.
Really? She said Newt Gingrich, yeah.
Mm.
I used to like the Mitt, way he but I don't think there's anything inside. I think Mitt is just like this shell.
Mitt
like,
is a plastic. Well,
somebody's got a remote
before.
Control, and they're putting him through the motion.
He just really wants to win.
But Gingrich is there's something there. There's a more political hacksterism. Not that Romney isn't. Somehow or other, in the primary, I'm going to vote for Ron Paul. And by the way, he's number 3 on the list now and moving up steadily. He's bumping Romney in terms of the polls in Iowa and New Hampshire.
Yeah, Romney's looking at Ron Paul going, come on, man.
But there's no way, if you want to talk about who's going to beat Obama, there is no way Ron Paul will beat Obama with all that racist stuff in his past.
No.
There's no way. They'll kill him. Kill him.
Too bad. Because he's got the right ideas. Of all the people that are running, he's got the right ideas.
Yeah, except for being a racist, he's a great candidate.
Well, I don't think you can make that. I think you can make a case of somebody changing and maybe making a mistake. I don't believe he's a racist. I think he's made some bad choices, for sure.
He wouldn't write the racist articles, but he sure let them
You know
be
what,
published.
Though, Rich? Anybody could accuse anybody of being
racist. Right, I could be accused of being
on one body.
I mean, I like this. We're calling people names... if you get right down to it, what we said earlier today, if you weren't listening, there's a very interesting, kind of fun, actually, video that's based on the Mariah Carey Christmas song. And instead of All I Want for Christmas is You, it's All I Want for Christmas is Jews. So would that, if we even played that on the air, somebody would call or accuse me or call some station and say that I'm an anti-Semite. We all know that's not true. This is just funny. But in this day and age, and I usually am the last one to edit whatever we do. It's not, I'm not the first one. Richie, he exercises better judgment sometimes, as many years I've been on the air, because I'm very much a person who believes that one of the better things about conversational radio is what you don't expect to happen happens. And sometimes you can't tell what's going to come out of my mouth. And there are other people who are of the same ilk. It just, bingo, comes out. Now, in the climate in which we live, if you're not thinking about what you say before you say it, it's, you know, look at Imus is the best example. When his program used to be listenable, these sorts of things would happen. You'd expect it. Was it appropriate for him to say what he did about those college basketball women? Nah, probably not. But it got twisted around to the point where...
Probably not.
Well, it wasn't smart of him. And then, of course, what I found offensive is he tried to blame it on his producer.
On Charles McCord?
No, not on McCord, on Bernard McGuirk. Because McGuirk was actually the one who, I think, led him into the conversation.
Right. Yeah.
And he, I think, as a matter of fact...
Oh, right.
I remember the exact...
Do you know if I called him on the phone, I would laugh so hard. Is Bernard McGuirkin?
McGuirkin.
All right. So anyway, we started this. We're doing a little shop talk here.
So
Michael Savage offers $1 million to Gingrich to drop out of the race. So last night, Mark Levin, who is pretty much kind of like, I don't know, a Neanderthal, when it comes to the playbook. He wrote the playbook that Rush uses. I don't know if you knew that or not. Levin runs an organization in Washington that is extraordinarily opinionated, researched, right-wing stuff.
It's a landmark legal foundation.
He feeds all this stuff and has for years to Limbaugh to use. And that's how he got first started. I think he subbed for Limbaugh. And, you know, I happen to like him as a person.
He's
I don't like
guy.
What he does on the air, but he's
really
a very
good
guy.
Yeah.
Anyway, so he on his program last night offered Savage $100,000 to quit his radio program. So what is, you know, was
if I were
might
to
have
Gingrich,
been sort of serious, it
I'd
now
say
turns
Savage,
into
I'm out.
Foolishness. Yeah.
Wouldn't you just do it and then re-enroll? Can you do that? I would.
What? Get out of the
I would take the money, say, yeah, I'm dropping out, and then re-enroll again.
Hey, listen, if he offered the right guy that, the right person that, they would probably take it. There was an article or a story I heard the other day talking about how the business of running for president is, it's a millionaire maker.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, look at all of the former, you know, really contenders for president, and the jobs that they have now, and how well they look at Sarah Palin.
Yeah.
Oh man, what an industry that is.
Yeah.
Paying a
lot of money.
Piece of that.
Millions.
The money that is.
Yeah. All right, Richie, do me a favor.
Yeah.
Find Michael Harrison, because I would like to talk to him.
He's at my dad's house. You can call him together.
Yeah, right. Well, the folks, Michael Harrison is the publisher of Talkers Magazine.
He's up at the office right now.
Yeah, his legal staff is wondering if Savage is stepping into election tampering territory.
Let's call him.
So let's call him. And while you're calling him, Richie, you can actually push a couple of buttons. 16 after on Good Day.
Jay Farner here. Happy holidays from Quicken Loans. Could you use a few extra dollars in your pocket during the holidays? Well, Quicken Loans can help make that happen, and fast. In fact, we close the majority of our loans in 30 days or less. Right now is a perfect time to give us a call. The rate today on a 30-year fixed mortgage is an amazing 3.875%, APR 4.17%. We're proud to announce that for the second year in a row, J.D. Power & Associates ranked Quicken Loans highest in customer satisfaction in primary mortgage origination. Experience our personal service. It's simply amazing. That rate again is 3.875%, APR 4.17%. Take a few minutes out of your busy day. Call Quicken Loans at 800-401-0027. That's 800-401-0027. Or go to quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. Nationwide licensing number 3030.
Last year, everybody wanted a smartphone. This year, give them the smarter way to print from it. The new Kodak Hero Series all-in-one printers designed to make printing from any mobile device easy and affordable. Print photos, documents, presentations, maps, you name it, right from your phone, laptop, or tablet from any place in the world. And here's the really smart part. Only Kodak gives you the lowest total ink replacement cost, so you're also giving the gift that keeps saving folks money year after year. Kodak Hero Series all-in-one printers, saving money, never looks so smart. Find them at your local retailer or go to Kodak.com to check out the complete line right now.
Chapstick asks, do you use Chapstick Lip Shield 365 in sand or snow?
Hi, I'm Sandy Sanderson, and I just love the sand. Quicksand, ampersands, sandalwood scented candles. And I wear Chapstick Lip Shield 365 to keep my lips protected from the sun year-round. My boyfriend here also wears it.
Yeah, I'm Sweetie McNipperson, and I like snow. Snow tires, snow peas, snow leopards, snow
Are you friends, sand or snow? Snow Either way, new Chapstick Lip Shield 365 with SPF 50 has you covered. And have your say at Facebook.com/Chapstick.
All right, it's 17 after the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Roberta, Richie, Jennifer, and I are talking about the Michael Savage and Mark Levin business back and forth. So Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, has his legal staff looking into the Savage move to see if it's election tampering. All right, so Michael, explain yourself, will you please?
We're not looking into it. We're wondering about it.
Wondering.
Make it sound like we're investigating him.
Yes.
We're going to bring him up on charges. That's a great way to do business with our friends. No, we're wondering about it. Levin, who's an attorney, brought it up, and others have brought it up. You're not supposed to, as far as I know, and I'm not a lawyer, you're not supposed to offer money to people to drop out of races, nor are you supposed to offer money to people to run. That's called election tampering, and the federal election laws are...
So how is that different than campaign financing? That's what you're doing. You're paying people to run.
Well,
how is that different?
You're supporting them through the legal process.
Yeah, right, exactly.
But I'm not a lawyer. I'm not complaining about that.
How good is this for radio, in a sense, or at least the issue-oriented talk radio programs?
I think that it's another silly sideshow that makes it entertaining, but I think it's a silly sideshow. But one good thing about it, it shows to the world that the conservatives are not just one block, a monolithic, one-dimensional, one-point-of-view group of people.
Right.
It proves that even within the right or within the left, there's a left and a right.
Yeah, we hate ourselves, too.
Right.
Yeah. Well, we hate ourselves. It proves we hate ourselves. Okay. Well, I'm not a conservative nor a liberal. I'm about as independent as anybody can be. That's how I do my job. But I do like to see talk radio reflected nationally in the press and in the conventional wisdom of the public as not being this one-dimensional conservative white men format. There's a lot of points of view. And it goes back to the old thing about, is it fair? Should there be a fairness doctrine? It illustrates why there could never be a fairness doctrine, because even on the right, if you look at it in that frame of reference, there's a left and a right.
Yeah.
Liberal and conservative are relative concepts. They're not hard, concepts drawn, carved in stone.
Yeah.
And when people understand this, it creates more of an open-minded view of politics and of philosophy in general,
yes.
And I'm all for that.
Well, thank you for looking into it for us, because I thought it was, I just find it entertaining knowing, I don't know, actually Savage, I've never met him in my life, but he won the Freedom of Speech Award in absentia from Talkers a couple of years ago, and I find Levin, he's a blowhard, but interesting, pretty good guy. But these two things kind of are good for mixing it up. In an otherwise kind of flat campaign. So thank you, Michael, for bringing us your thoughts on this. 21 after on Good Day.
Jason Lewis here. With the holidays just around the corner, be sure to consider the greatest gift you can give to your friends and family. Peace of mind. That's why I choose WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna, savory stroganoff, and pasta alfredo that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. And they're ready to eat in minutes. Simply add hot water. Request a free entree sample today at WiseFoodStorage.com. And for a limited time, get free shipping and 10% off of your order. That's right, a free entree
spray, free shipping, and 10% off any order. Just use promo code Lewis. Call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit wisefoodstorage.com. That's Wise, W-I-S-E, foodstorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price and the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love this holiday season.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike-anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit mainemilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com. The main name in military supply.
December the 14th, Wednesday, we start out with a singer who was with one of the old groups from the 60s. Still, actually, I never liked the song much, but I like the group because they did some other interesting things.
Great song.
Frank Allen with the Searchers is 68 today, so where would that put him? Born 1943, I guess that would be the math. Yeah, right. All right, so Needles and Pins among the other groups. Abby Lane, who was a glamorous actress and singer. I believe she is an Hispanic. She was photographed first in her life in 1950 in a bathtub filled with coffee. And she became a singer and married band leader Xavier Cugat. Few of me members of our audience still old enough to remember her, Abby Lane and Xavier Cugat. So she divorced him after a while. But very, if you could see her in this bathtub, you could probably find this picture, Richie, somewhere. You
probably could, yeah.
Her in the bathtub.
Let me see if I can find it.
Yeah. Meanwhile, let's move on to our next person on the birthday list, Patty Duke. Patty Anna Maria Duke, Academy Award-winning actress for The Miracle Worker. As a youngster in 1962, she was 16 years old. Imagine that, won an Academy Award. Born in the state in 1946. She got an Emmy for being a captain in the Kings in the 70s and was obviously the star of the show named after her, Patty Duke.
Sounds like the theme to Top Cat.
Yeah. Yeah. She, unfortunately, does not enjoy good health, has been a big smoker all of her life and is not in good health at the moment. But somebody, I mean, everybody knows who she is, frankly. Joyce Vincent Wilson. Ah, Richie. You said you couldn't find the Tony Orlando Christmas song?
No, I said I found the Tony Orlando Christmas song.
But he's not in it.
Tony doesn't sing on it.
Yeah.
It's Dawn.
Yeah. One of the two members of Dawn, Joyce Wilson, sung with Tony Orlando on Tie Yellow Ribbon, Candida, Knock Three Times, some of their other hits. Born in the state 1946 as well, so she's the same age as Patty Duke, 65. This is one of the Christmas tunes. Christmas time is here. It's kind of nice, Richie.
Yeah, that's a good song. Yeah.
You'd recognize Dee Wallace Stone as an actress from a number of movies in the late 60s and 70s and the 80s. She was in Miracle Down Under, Critters, Popcorn, Wait Till Your Mother Gets Home, E.T. the Extraterrestrial, Howling. Ooh, man, that's a scary movie. She was in the new Lassie as well. Now, Richie, remember Bill Buckner, the Red Sox player?
Yeah.
Played for the Dodgers, the Cubs, but
the ball went over his legs.
Yeah. Right. He lost the, I was in the stadium, 1986, ball went right through his legs.
Yep.
End of the story. Yeah, but he's had to live through that.
Could all have anybody.
Yeah, it's tough. It's tough.
Cliff Williams.
Tebow, though.
Just read you about Tebow?
Not Tim Tebow. That wouldn't happen to him.
AC/DC guitarist. Cliff Williams, born to state 1949. Some of their LPs include Powerage, Highway to Hell, Back in Black.
That's right.
Dirty Deeds Done Dirt Cheap.
Yep. Great stuff.
Oh, my God. Born to state 1949. So he's 62. Vanessa Hudgens. Is that how you pronounce her name?
Hudgens.
Don't know anything about her. What do we know about her?
She's
dated Zac Efron.
Yeah, Zac Efron's girlfriend.
Disney star. Before she was a Disney star, she sent naked pictures of herself to
Mother Disney. She famously texted naked pictures of herself at 16 years old.
That was before she was a star, though.
Very nice. Yeah. Nobody would look at those kind of things.
No.
She's 23 today. Happy birthday to her.
Person all sale at Toys R Us, and it's one day only. This Wednesday, 7 a.m. to midnight. Say big with 50% off top toys from Fisher-Price, Disney Princess, and Cars. Plus 50% off favorite family board games like Mousetrap and Perfection. And earn 10% back with Rewards R Us, our biggest loyalty offer ever. Don't miss our 50% off sale this Wednesday only at Toys R Us, the world's greatest toy store.
Exclusions apply. Store hours may vary. Rewards offer valid through 12/24. Visit Toys R Us for details.
Looking for the perfect holiday outfit for your children to wear for your family portrait or annual holiday card? For over 30 years, Heartstrings has been creating high-quality classic clothing for children. Known for its great selection of all-American traditional clothing, Heartstrings is a perfect choice for that special occasion when you want your children looking their Sunday best. And for you grandparents out there who are looking for the perfect gift, Heartstrings offers a wonderful variety of clothing for kids of all ages. Sweaters, dresses, and durable everyday play clothes. You can browse our large selection of children's apparel at www.heartstrings.com or shop at a Heartstrings store near you. To help you kick off your holiday shopping, Heartstrings is going to give you a head start on your shopping and savings with a 10% discount off your order and free shipping. Go to www.heartstrings.com. That's www.heartstrings.com and use the code Doug10 for 10% off your purchase and free shipping. For news on all of the latest Heartstrings sales, go to www.heartstrings.com or follow them on Facebook and Twitter.
Most elves are born to make toys, cobble shoes, or dance on ElfYourself.com. But Office Max found the world's only advertising pitch elf.
Want the hottest electronics for your family? Bam! Gets for less at Office Max. Like an Acer 4882 laptop with 4 games and a Pentium processor. Now an ultra-low $349.99. Save $150 instantly. Knowledgeable staff are standing by. Gets for less. Stop in now!
Gifts for less at Office Max.
Don't delay. Prices good through 12.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Burglars love easy targets, like a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television, so from outside it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, comes with AC adapter, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and give one or more for Christmas. Now through Christmas, get free standard shipping on any quantity fake TV purchase. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Discover a natural way to experience cleaner, healthier indoor air without expensive filters and high-priced machines. Discover what healthcare professionals have known for decades. Salt ionizes and purifies indoor air. That's why you need to visit SilverSkyImports.com. SilverSkyImports.com offers a wide assortment of Himalayan crystal salt lamps, handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old, contain healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can even help allergy and asthma sufferers, which means you and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. These salt lamps are available in stunning, natural colors and shapes to accent any home or office, are environmentally friendly, and best of all, they're affordable. And don't forget, SilverSkyImports.com also carries gourmet and bath salts. Order today at SilverSkyImports.com or call 800-494-1369. That's 800-494-1369. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier at SilverSkyImports.com.
Has the United States been discovered in the Bible?
Where does Islam fit in Bible prophecy?
Is the new world order, world government?
These and other crucial end time questions are answered in the new DVD package, Understanding the End Time, from End Time Ministries. Jesus Christ said, "I tell you these things before they come to pass, so that when they do come to pass, you might believe." After you watch this 14-lesson DVD series, Understanding the End Time, you'll know more about Bible prophecy than the average seminary graduate. This DVD package normally sells for $280, but now is only $199. Order Understanding the End Time DVD package at endtime.com today for only $199 or call 1-800-END-TIME. That's 1-800-363-8463. 1-800-363-8463 or endtime.com.
You know what's on my Christmas list? An AK. No, I'm not kidding.
I know you're not.
I could have brought one back from Israel. They wouldn't have let me do it
in your neighborhood.
One of the most unsettling things last week on Friday night, which is the beginning. I don't know that I actually told the story on the air. I was invited to go with the other members of the group. We had five actors and me. And we went over to a house of a prominent Israeli businessman who has a, what do they call it, a Seder? What are they, Friday night before?
Yeah, a Seder meal.
Yeah, okay. Before, as he does every Friday night, as you go into darkness, and that's the beginning of the Sabbath, Shabbat. And so he has about 40 soldiers or members of the Israeli armed forces that come to his house every Friday night for a dinner. So I was there with a bunch of other people. And upstairs on his roof, he has a place where they all go and sit, and is the most beautiful view of the city of Jerusalem you could imagine. Looks right down onto the Wailing Wall, which is the western wall of the old city. So after we were introduced and we talked to the soldiers a little bit, we all went down into the area where the Friday night introduction to the Saturday services takes place. And this group of hundreds of Orthodox Jews come from the city, come from the country, come all over the world, because this is why it's so interesting, the contrasts that are there. In the city of Jerusalem, you have the seeds of all of the three monotheistic religions. Mm-hmm. So you got the Wailing Wall for the Jews, you've got the Church of the Holy Sepulchre for the Christians, and the Muslims have the original mosque, which is right across the way. I think I did tell you this. It was a Lutheran church built on the site of an old Catholic church that was destroyed in the 14th century. And so here's a mosque across from a Lutheran church, across from the Church of the Holy Sepulchre, around the corner from the Wailing Wall. All right? Can you picture all of this? So we're down in the in this area that leads into the Holy City where the Wailing Wall is, and they have a big party, dancing. They have all of the Jewish liturgy and the singing and stuff. So we all get sucked up into this. Now, remember, the men are separated from the women. There's a wall in front of the wall, women on the right, men on the left. They cannot go to the wall together. So we're dancing and singing, and I'm betting I'm the only goy in the place. Because Grenberg's Jewish. I mean, the other two kids, the three of the actors, Justin and Austin and Sean, maybe, I don't know. I never asked them what their religion was. I don't think maybe, I'm not sure that they were Jewish. But anyway, not important. We're all brought in. We're all swept up in this. You're all consumed by it. So the reason I start to tell the story is because the soldiers are dancing around with the AK-47s strapped to their back. They're all dancing around. I mean, it's the weirdest thing, and you can't take pictures because it's unholy. Once you start the holy services, you can't take pictures of what's going on in the service. So it's just not that I was able to take pictures. I just used Greg was taking pictures, and we sent it back, and Mary Lynn took a couple of the other guys did. So that's how I got some of my pictures. But it just was amazing to be in that circumstance. All these kids, we're talking about 18, 19, 20-year-old kids who are in the Israeli army, women and men, just the same, with the AK-47 strapped to their back. And we're dancing around in the in that courtyard before the Wailing Wall. And this was really...
Wasn't it? When they're in the military, they have to have their weapon with them at all times.
All the time.
I've seen them on the beach in Israel, where they're in bathing suits.
Right,
and
got their weapon.
They have their weapon. Yep.
Yep, all have their
That's
weapon.
That's not a weapon, Roberta.
Yeah.
That's what he tried to tell me at any rate.
All right, 22 before the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Roberta Fasanelli, Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden on our Facebook page today. A lot of activity. You'll find now I have a newfound respect for Facebook after this last week or so, and we're going to use it more, perhaps better, I hope.
Who's this we?
I'm going to, because I'm motivated to do it now. You know what it takes with me. I have to be motivated.
You know what? I think you've stepped over the ridge in that you have become comfortable with your iPad.
Yep.
So now the next step is for you to get an iPhone.
Correct.
And then once you're there, this stuff is simple.
Right. I mean, it looks like they're all taking these.
My mother does it.
Thanks, Rich.
My 71-year-old mother does it.
Not to put too fine a point on it.
You're right.
But of my 71-year-old mother-in-law, your mother or your mother-in-law?
My mother.
Mother does it. Okay. I can do it. And that's no disrespect to your mom.
No, she's fairly good at it. My dad trained her well. He taught her up.
Okay, so today on Facebook, I just asked Jennifer to post a video done by Lawrence O'Donnell, who hosts a program on MSNBC. I'm not a fan of O'Donnell's. I don't even like him. I don't like mostly what he does. But in this circumstance, it's about a 3-4 minute piece on Gerard Arpey, who was the former head of American Airlines and quit when the board of directors, over his objections, went into bankruptcy. RP, CEO for about 10 years of American Airlines, did not want to go because it null and voids all of the union agreements and deals that they have with suppliers, and everybody gets hurt. And he didn't want to do that. He said they didn't have to do it. They took the easy way out, and he couldn't stay there because of how it was going to affect the 88,000 employees of American Airlines. Now, you know that I'm not a big union supporter, but I think the points that O'Donnell makes in his piece are very objective. I think they are intelligent, and I think they deserve your attention. That's why we're posting it on Facebook. Also, we have posted there a question about an ad, which Jennifer actually posted about, 3 hours ago?
Uh-huh.
There is an ad put out by the Milwaukee Health Department to try to let parents know the dangers of being in bed with your baby.
Huh?
There are a lot of people who think the
You're
advertising campaign
child.
Is extreme. Mm-hmm. So we put the images of these babies with knives, butcher
knives.
It's
disturbing,
knives,
yeah. They're butcher knives next to
under their pillow with the words, your baby sleeping with you can be just as dangerous as these butcher knives. The
are they ridiculous?
Well, they're trying to underscore the sudden infant death syndrome problem, SIDS, second leading cause of death.
And also crushing.
Right, you roll over on your child.
Yeah,
you know, when I had my children, I remember I was nursing them, and I called it the Lelechley because I was really concerned about having the baby in bed with me.
Yeah.
And I asked them about that. I said, "Is it safe for me to have the baby in bed with me?" And they said that they have never had an instance where a mother rolled over and smothered the baby.
Right.
They said it's if you have your husband or your boyfriend in bed with you, that's a different story. Because, first of all, they're bigger and they're not as attuned to the infant. That's a different story. But they said the mother with the baby in bed with them, they said they've been doing that since time immemorial.
So that's why my daughter always cuddles up with my wife instead of me.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's totally ridiculous. They said
so
it just doesn't happen with a mother.
The question, when you look at these pictures and the public discourse about this on television and radio and in the print, has been whether or not the warning, this ad, warning against being in bed with your baby, and in this case, there are these butcher knives next to the baby's asleep. Does it go too far? You've looked at the ad, Roberta? You're not looking at it? It's posted on Facebook.
Facebook.com/Good Day Show.
Yeah.
An infant couldn't sleep by themselves when years and years and years ago, they'd be carried off by a mountain lion or something.
Yeah.
The babies were always sleeping with the mothers. That was part of survival.
How did this affect you, Jennifer, when you first saw it?
I thought the ad was a little bit extreme, but I know as a woman I'd be really concerned because I've often thought about that. When I see people sleeping, especially couples sleeping in bed with the baby, I always think, oh,
right,
I would be
so
nervous.
What responses have you gotten to this, if there are any good cogent ones that people have when they look at it and they take a time? It takes a minute or two to look at this and
decide what you think. And you kind of get to see both sides. Kim says it doesn't go too far. This is a serious matter. I have a classmate that practices and unfortunately smothered her one-month-old in her sleep. And then she said, keyword crib. Christine Calloway says there are safe ways to co-sleep for most. You do have to be a still sleeper and you can have anything on the bed that you wouldn't put in a crib, especially pillows. It's a great idea for nursing moms if they go about it safely. She says she co-slept with her set of twins.
Yeah. And so what conclusion do you draw from that sort of a response?
I think it's a personal thing. I think if you feel comfortable doing it, then you know what kind of sleeper you are. I know what kind of sleeper I am. I toss, I turn, I don't often sleep on my back. Mm-hmm. And so because of that, I would worry about having a baby in the bed with me. I throw pillows around. I mean, I'm just a terrible sleeper.
You would change when you have a baby,
maybe.
Jennifer. Trust me, you completely
change. And
that's
change. The thing. I think you have to just make that decision yourself because you know what kind of sleeper you
are.
The
real danger is the pillows and the blankets. It's not you. You're not going to crush your kid. It's if they get wrapped up in the blanket and all of a sudden they can't get out. That's the danger.
If you're nursing a baby, this baby sometimes, I remember mine nursed 45 minutes on, 45 minutes off, 24 hours a day. You're sleeping with this kid. Trust me. You have the baby at your breast while you're sleeping because the kid is nursing because you're exhausted.
My children slept with Tony and me. I remember it, most of the time they were on their own. Neither of them were especially noisy. Brendan was a little in the first year, but Megan never made a peep. Maybe it was because they were sleeping with us. They had nursing, and they both had their cribs, but, you know, during the day they'd take their naps and stuff. As a matter of fact, it was one of my most favorite things about being a father when they were young, is putting them in bed and watching them go to sleep, or having them asleep and watching them for a while. It's very cool stuff as a parent. But the question is validity. I mean, the validity of the question is that it gets you to think about what you're doing. Mm-hmm. And I think even though it may have gone too far, it gives us cause to think and have a conversation about it because some people may not be thinking about the dangers. And so it's good. I think it's all good. 15 minutes before the hour. In a moment, the most searched terms this year on Yahoo. It's a quarter before the hour on Good Day.
I drank Emergen-C to support my immune system before shoveling the driveway.
Ooh, not what I heard. With all those B and C vitamins, I understand you shoveled the driveway, plowed a quarter-mile stretch of road, then constructed a 30-unit igloo village with hand-cut ice sculptures and several snow cone concession stands, right?
Well, I shoveled my neighbor's driveway, too.
Outstanding. Emergency. 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C, energizing B vitamins, and fizzy fruity flavors you'll love. All to help you accomplish more. Get your free sample at myemergency.com. Emergency. Feel the good.
Introducing OnStar FMV. For my vehicle. The safety of OnStar for your car.
OnStar emergency.
My mom's going the wrong way.
Is she okay?
No, she's closing her eyes.
Okay, I'm going to get the police out there to help your mom.
Yay.
Police.
This is OnStar emergency. I have a young child that pressed their emergency button. She's saying that her mom keeps closing her eyes, but she's still driving. She's at Sumter and Tropicare. I can call for sure.
Hello?
Somebody please. I'm only 7 years old.
Is your mom still driving?
She's going close.
Is she diabetic?
Yeah.
Okay, we're coming to help you.
With new OnStar FMV, now you can have this kind of protection installed on your car at Best Buy.
Policeman.
You did a great job.
We all need the safety of OnStar because life happens while you drive. Get it today for your car at Best Buy for $199 MSRP after instant rebate, tax, installation, and subscription extra. Visit OnStar.com for availability, limitations, details, and other retailers. Offer ends 12/31/11.
It is time to address a serious concern. Are you still living on city tap water? It's time you took control over the quality of your home drinking water. The Water Boy from Superior Water gives you great tasting water from every tap in your home. The Water Boy is the whole house system I've had for years, and I love it. The Water Boy is maintenance free, it's self cleaning, and if you move, it moves with you. Superior Water is 15 years family owned and comes with the best worry free warranty, an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau, and free installation in 2 hours. Call now and you'll save $760 off retail or upgrade any used water system with incredible trade-in opportunities. Credit cards and financing available on your approved credit. Improve the quality of your home drinking water by calling now 1-800-WATERBOY or go to superiorwater.com. But call right now, 1-800-WATERBOY.
Superior's water from every tap. It's a whole house system in a tap.
This is Peter Schiff with a Peter Schiff Minute. Well, San Francisco has become the first city in the nation to have a minimum wage in excess of $10 an hour. Now, of all the laws that politicians pass, the minimum wage has got to be the dumbest. What it is, it's a tax on jobs. What it does, at least in San Francisco now, is it says if you're not worth more than $10 an hour, in other words, if you can't deliver productivity in excess of $10 an hour, it is illegal for you to get a job within the city of San Francisco. And, of course, it's not just $10 an hour. It's all the payroll taxes and all the other add-ons that come with a job. So it's probably more like $14 or $15 an hour of productivity that a San Francisco worker needs to be able to deliver before the government will allow that person to have a job. In the time where you have lots of unemployment, the last thing we should be doing is taxing jobs and making it illegal for people to work. Get more on ShiffRadio.com.
All right, we have the top 10 most searched Yahoo items this year, starting, of course, with the big voice announcer and number 10. And heard to have the music there as well.
Oh, okay.
Let's get it. Well, I think you weren't listening to me as usual. You think I don't listen to you. You don't
number
listen
now,
to me. Number 10, Osama bin Laden.
Well, I can get you your music. There you go.
What?
Number 9.
Oh, there we go.
The Japanese earthquake. These are the 10 most searched items from Yahoo this year.
Number 8.
Jennifer Aniston.
Number 7.
American Idol.
Number 6.
Lindsay Lohan.
Number 5.
Jennifer Lopez.
Number 4.
Katy Perry.
Number 3.
Kim Kardashian.
Number 2.
Are there two Kardashians in there? No, just Kim Kardashian. What a waste.
Probably my God. Just Kim.
Casey Anthony.
Oh. Number 1.
Wow.
iPhone.
Wow.
Really? Most searched term. Why iPhone?
Wow, the iPhone beat out a Kardashian.
Yeah. Interesting. Yeah, when you get right down to it. Okay, it's 50 minutes past the hour. Good day.
Most elves are born to make toys, cobble shoes, or dance on elfyourself.com. But OfficeMax found the world's only advertising pitch elf.
Want the hottest electronics for your family? Bam! Just for less at OfficeMax. Like an Acer 482 laptop with 4 gigs and a Pentium processor. Now an ultra-low $349.99. Save $150 instantly. Knowledgeable staffers standing by. Ships for less. Stop in now!
Gifts for less at OfficeMax.
Don't delay. Prices good through 12/17.
Thank you.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick-pack LRP cold-weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the freeze-dry guy is offering a limited-time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. Your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
Waiving his right to a hearing, he did not face his accusers in court. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. It would have been a dramatic and emotional scene, to be sure. Former Penn State assistant football coach Jerry Sandusky facing his accusers in a courtroom in a preliminary hearing in Pennsylvania, but it did not happen. Sandusky waived his right to that hearing on charges of child sexual abuse, entering a plea of not guilty. Sandusky's attorney, Joe Amendola, gave us his take on why the move was made.
We would have heard a recitation of the allegations without realistically being able to cross-examine and the witnesses who testified as to their credibility.
But can we read anything else into this decision to waive the right to the hearing? Amendola said no.
Today's waiver has nothing to do with conceding anything. There have been no plea negotiations. This is a fight to the death. This is the fight of Jerry Sandusky's life.
For their part, the prosecution said they are ready to go to trial. Pennsylvania Deputy Attorney General Mark Constanzo said this simply speeds up the process.
We're ready for anything. We're ready to proceed. If he changes his mind at the last minute, that's his prerogative. He has rights. He's giving up rights. We're not giving up anything.
And some additional analysis as to what happened yesterday from legal expert Royal Oaks. His opinion on Sandusky waiving his right to this hearing.
He didn't want the world to hear all of those victims testify in lurid and explicit detail. And after all, he and his lawyer know he's going to be sent to trial anyway. It's not as if his attorney could hit a home run at the prelim.
Prosecutors said about 11 of Sandusky's accused were set to testify in court yesterday. Jerry Sandusky, charged with more than 50 counts of sexual abuse against young boys, he denies he did anything wrong. After appearing briefly in court yesterday, Sandusky was taken back home, where he remains under house arrest. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
For the most part, with the exception of the Pacific Northwest, we're waiting on winter to really arrive, whether it's on the eastern side through Colorado and Utah, down into Southern California. Winter is a little bit slow getting here, but nonetheless, the cold snowmaking nights has made a big difference on the east. That has provided some open terrain, like in Mount Sunapee, New Hampshire, now going top to bottom on a trail like Blastoff. That's a long top-to-bottom advance run. Stratton and Southern Vermont moved on to 13 trails, including some beginner runs towards their lower mountain area. Killington, also in Vermont, with about a dozen miles of terrain open. Perfect North Slopes in Indiana, open riding on half of their terrain, good patch powder and 11 runs. A little further west, Arapahoe Basin in Colorado. They're moving with about 9 trails and 4 lifts. Winter Park checks out 20-plus runs from 8 lifts themselves. They have packed powder along with Telluride. They've scored some recent snow this week. They have about 27 trails at Telluride. This upcoming weekend will debut many mountains' first runs of the season, so we anticipate more trails and more resorts. More at snowcountry.com. I'm Andy Davis for Good Day.
On Wall Street, stocks took a tumble yesterday after word the Fed is keeping a lid on interest rates. The Dow off 66 points to 11,955. S&P and NASDAQ down as well. A nationwide ban on texting and calls while driving. That recommendation by the National Transportation Safety Board goes beyond many rules already in place across the country. It would also ban some hands-free devices as well. The NTSB figures show more than 3,000 people died in distracted driving crashes last year. Donald Trump says he will not be the moderator of that planned Republican presidential debate at the end of this month. He says the Republican Party influenced his decision.
The head of the Republican Party, Reince Priebus, said that he thinks it's a bad idea for the Republicans to show up because Trump may run as an independent candidate.
You know we're in trouble when Trump starts to refer to himself in the third person. This event was set for December 27th in Iowa, just a week before the caucuses in the Hawkeye State. Closing notes, this is the time of year when we get those nominations for the various motion picture awards. No, thank you. No, this is the fanfare for the Oscars. Stop, please. We're not talking Academy Award nominations yet. These are the Critics' Choice Award nominations, and the nominees for Best Picture are... Are you ready? Hugo, The Artist, The Descendants, Drive, Extremely Loud and Incredibly Close, The Help, Midnight in Paris, Moneyball, The Tree of Life, and War Horse. 10 nominees, most of which very few of us have seen or haven't even been released yet. The Critics' Choice Awards to be handed out on January 12th. And finally, sorry to offer this reminder, but we are closing in on the end of the year, and that means we have only about 3 weeks left to finalize our 2011 taxes. Bill Brunson at the IRS provides some valuable information on things we can still do for 2011.
Folks still have time to clean out that garage and make that charitable contribution. They can still max out on their pension funds, or they can winterize their home and get up to a $500 credit.
Sounds good, but I don't want to clean out my garage. I do want it declared as a federal disaster area. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
Last year, everybody wanted a smartphone. This year, give them the smarter way to print from it. The new Kodak Hero Series all-in-one printers designed to make printing from any mobile device easy and affordable. Print photos, documents, presentations, maps, you name it, right from your phone, laptop, or tablet from any place in the world. And here's the really smart part. Only Kodak gives you the lowest total ink replacement cost, so you're also giving the gift that keeps saving folks money year after year. Kodak Hero Series all-in-one printers, saving money, never looks so smart. Find them at your local retailer or go to Kodak.com to check out the complete line right now.
It's the 50% off sale at Toys R Us, and it's one day only. This Wednesday, 7 a.m. to midnight. Take big